I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, Charlie Pierce returns for a look at the week's news, or maybe even 2 weeks' worth of news. But first, parenting is about choices, and not all of those choices are easy. For the parents of a promising athlete, the kind with college scholarship hopes and Olympic dreams, those decisions can become even more difficult. In March, Kate Buehler and her 14-year-old son, Christoph, brought us the story of one such choice in their own words.
There was something about Christoph. Ever since he was a baby, no crib could hold him, no high chair could hold him. He was climbing the top of street signs when he was two. So, I mean, he still had his diaper on and he would do monkey bars. So we just put a helmet on him and let him do whatever. As soon as he was old enough, he wanted to do gymnastics. It was the only thing he ever wanted to do.
I enjoyed the adventure, the feeling you get when you learn something that was completely foreign to you and where you conquer your own fear.
The gymnasts, they walk around on their hands a lot, especially when they're young, up and down stairs and around on their hands. And his first gymnastics class, there were about 20 boys. All of a sudden, all 20 of them, you know, we had 40 legs up in the air. And my husband and I said, look, he's found his people.
You're doing all these flips and twists, and it's very exciting. It's very brash, and it's this huge rush of adrenaline. And while you're doing it, everything feels sharper and more into focus. The people who were really good at it never quit, because you never want to stop feeling that. Around the age of 10, that was when I really became competitive. I would go to the gym 5 days a week for 4 to 5 hours a day.
And really, by the time he was on the Future Star team, which is the national team, he was going 6 days a week. So it came out to be about 30 hours in total commitment for both him and also for his dad driving him back and forth.
Homework was never really a problem because with gymnastics there, I always felt pressured to do everything as soon as I possibly could.
He always had dark circles under his eyes, and he sacrificed a ton in sleep. He actually had an eye issue we didn't even notice. They said, does he get all Fs in school? Because that's a typical sign. And I said, no, he gets all A's in school. So he's just a driven kid. I think that as a parent, it's easy to get sucked in. You're watching your kid win bigger and bigger competitions. You know, he was first in state several times and first in New England. And the meets, you started traveling farther and farther away until you get to California. And it's exciting, and you're proud, as you should be, right? Every parent's proud of their kid. But as he got older, he also got taller. It's sort of like being a supermodel or a basketball player. You have to have a very specific body type for certain sports. And gymnastics, he started to grow out of. And while he grew out of it, then the injuries started.
First, it was minor things. My ankle would be hurting or a joint would be hurting me. But then I got gymnast wrist, which is when your wrist bones start stress fracturing and the fractures fall onto your growth plate.
The doctor said, if they break anymore, one bone in your wrist will keep growing and the other one won't. And he said, well, can't you just saw it off? And I was like, oh, no, you can't do it. It doesn't work like that.
I fell off the high bar, one of the apparatuses, and broke my leg.
His leg was broken in three places. He worked out his arms and he became really great at pommel horse. When his wrists were broken, both of them, he got really great at trampoline. They don't miss a day. There's kids in that gym with broken backs, broken spines.
And in between all of these big injuries, there was a bunch of little injuries. My knees, my ankles again, my back. Well, I knew it wasn't normal. Like, I'd be at school, and eventually they just stopped being surprised when I got new injuries. But I didn't really care that it wasn't normal.
You know, one of the things that you hear from every athlete or movie star when they get some award, they say, my parents believed in me when no one else did. And you want to be that parent that believes in your kid when no one else does. But of course, you know, you're seeing the success story. You're not seeing the other 99,000 people whose parents also believed in them. finally he got to the point where he was in a lot of pain. He was working out hard, which compacts the spine and keeps him short and keeps him from developing fully. And there was a part of me that thought, even if he wins the Olympics, even if he gets a full college scholarship, it still won't be worth it. Mentally, I was done when he fell on his head. He was on top of a high bar. It's 12 feet in the air. He was doing a handstand, and all of a sudden, he just sort of collapsed, fell on his head, his back bent over his head, and he was unconscious. They couldn't bring him out.
After that, when I woke up, my vision was really blurry. It was not focusing on colors well. Everything was darker. The first thing I did was ask for my score because I didn't even realize what had happened.
I was on a business trip in Africa at the time, and my husband called me, and it didn't come through clearly on the phone call. So it was like, head injury, fell off the high bar, unconscious. And I said, okay, all right, is he dead? He said, no. I said, call me back from a landline. So he called me back, and I said, I'm 30 hours by plane away. I'll come home. And he said, don't bother. He can't read. He can't look at television. He can't do anything but sit there. I was done then. But he went on another year. For that year, he really couldn't do math. It was a level 4 concussion. It was very heavy.
It was, like, humiliating because I was always good at math. I didn't really like it, but it was really easy for me. And then I had to actually work for it and get help for it, and that was new.
The thing that really did it was we were in Switzerland. We went to the Olympics Museum, and he was doing handstands, you know, next to some monument, and it hurt him just to do a simple handstand, the thing that he used to do. He can walk the length of a football field on his hands, but just standing there for a few seconds hurt. He went back to Children's Hospital. You could see on the x-ray he had splinters of bone in between his wrists. And I said, I'm calling it. I looked at the doctor hoping they'd call it, but they said, no, that's not our job. Unfortunately, it was the parents' job, right? So I called it then, and I said, you're just outgrowing the sport. You're a great athlete, and he is, but this sport's not for you right now.
I understood what had to happen. I knew that gymnastics was killing me, and that as much as I loved it, it was going to eventually destroy my body.
For the child, it's all they know. 30 hours a week with the same 8 boys that he's gotten to be friends with, that was his family. He spent more time in the gym than he spent with his family. So you're not just asking him to give up a sport. You're asking him to give up everything he's known, really from age 6 until 13. As a mom, you have to make some calls that they won't make, right? Because he would never have quit. He'd still be doing it. Actually, gymnastics was taking up a huge space in our life, in our family's life. And now it's kind of made way. It's been difficult at first, but it's kind of made way for other things. So it's really been eye-opening this last year. He's kind of discovering who he is again. I don't know if he ever said I was right. He knows that I love him and I would do anything for him, including let him do gymnastics if that was the right thing. But in the end, what a child athlete is missing is perspective.
I don't know that she was right. I mean, there are times when I'm still a little bitter over it. I think that it wasn't right, but it was what I needed.
We might have still been too late. You know, he probably will still have joint pains. But still, you second-guess yourself all the time. That's what parenting is, right? There's no black and white.
Kate and Christoph Bueller live south of Boston, where Christoph is now swimming, wrestling, and playing rugby. Their story was produced by Karen Given.